Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 44 of Art Talk, and I will discuss the focus an artist needs, especially when they have to switch from creating art to the business side of things. One of the first biographers of Leonardo da Vinci wrote, "In learning and in rudiments of the letters he wrote, he would have made great proficiency. If he had not been so variable and unstable, for he set himself to learn many things, and then, after having begun them, abandoned them." That was Vasari. The problem addressed is one of us probably can relate to. Others are able to focus on only one thing. Master that, stick to that for the rest of their lives. Last year, I did a test with my mentor, Dr. Libby Kemker. She's a neuro and peak performance coach. And from her, I learned that I have a so-called cheetah brain. That means that my neurology is that of a creator-innovator, and I have multiple ideas coming in. And I also do not finish all projects I start. So often, I leave the ideas which stream into my mind, especially when I shower, for what they are. My main struggle is the focus, which in regard to my neurology is not that strange. A classically trained musician, an MA art historian, a classically trained portrait artist, and someone open to learning everything that interests him. Hence, I'm quickly distracted and can be easily bored. I often receive the moniker Renaissance Woman. Sounds nice, but is it? For Da Vinci, it apparently wasn't. He died lamenting that he had offended God and mankind in not having worked at his art as he should have done. Vasari. I definitely do not want to feel like that when I'm ready to breathe out my last breath. However, because of the knowledge I now have about my neurology, I know how to handle it, and it is my intention to work with it and not against it. As artists, we want to be visible, and what I learned is that people recognize you from your style and your values, and you better master your topic without being too distracted. My intention for 2023 is to paint 75 paintings this year. Another issue is when you are an art entrepreneur and needs also, apart from creating, the business side. Work in blocks, I was told. Well, interesting, but I see my work and I see something and it is calling me and I do it before I forget it and I forget time and I haven't done the business side. Simultaneously, I know I have to work on a painting, but my website suddenly needs more interest. The awareness that my energy is mainly in the morning is a way better to start my art early. I tried the other way around because that is what I love to do, and so it would be easy for me to paint in the afternoon, and said that you have to start with that which you don't like. That's best because then it's out of the way. But I found the switch to get into the flow state more difficult when I did. Also, in the afternoon, I'm tired. I start really early. I'm tired and my brain doesn't work and I don't feel like it. As said, more difficulty to get in the flow state. So what could work for me can also work for you. Block time out for studio work and for business work. Make sure you work from a simple timetable. Oh, and do not put too much in one day. When there's time left, you can always add something. I experienced that filling the day to the brim only overwhelms me. And I end up doing nothing or just a bit. The most important thing is to master your skills and your preferred topic and not look at what others do or what you think might sell better. Focus, 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 because energy flows where focus goes. What if you have difficulty coming into flow? Move, walk, dance, or start working. I often start working and listen to meditative music that calms my brain. And before I realize studio time has ended. Your work can only grow when you do it daily. Make a schedule, set the time and commit to it. It is my intention for 2023 and I hope it will be yours too. Oh, and only be on social to answer comments or acknowledge likes once a day. Because before you know it, an hour is gone. I do it at the end of the day. Fortunately, we can now schedule posts on Facebook and Instagram too. That makes it easier to not scroll all the time. Wishing you happy painting this week and let's get productive. Thank you for listening. I don't know yet what will be next week. I hope I can have my interview. I have to invite more people. And otherwise, let it be a surprise. Sometimes I encounter things and think, oh, this is something that my listeners also can learn from or would benefit from. Anyway, thank you for listening. See you all next week. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.